Right, so we're back at Celebration Veterinary Hospital. I'm with Dr. Hunter and my trusty black lab doc. So if you hear any whining in the background, it's my dog. So Doc Hunter, we're going to be talking about heart disease in pets. So which pets are more prone to it?
Well, Alex, pretty much all pets can get heart disease. Even your exotic pets can have heart disease.
Yeah.
But it, you know, it looks a little different depending on which species we're talking about. But, you know, heart disease is one of those things we deal with in a lot of our pets as they get older.
Okay, so most people, of course, have got dogs and cats. What are the signs for heart disease?
The signs for heart disease, Alex, a lot of times you will start to notice very subtle changes in the beginning. For instance, they may not be able to run around as much as they could. Or, you know, a lot of cats, they tend to just sit around more than they used to. Dogs sometimes will start to, like I said, have what we call exercise intolerance, meaning they can't go for that walk as long as they used to. There's panting. Coughing is a big sign of heart disease. Just a cough. You may even notice it more in the evening or more in the morning than any part of the day. Coughing, though, is a big sign. With cats, again, panting, coughing, and just really not being themselves.
Bit lethargic and lazy kind of acting. Mind you, dogs and cats are kind of lazy animals, aren't they?
They are. And you can, you know, some of these signs can be confused with other things. But a lot of times, Alex, if your older pet is starting to show some of these signs, then you need to really consider going to the veterinarian and have them looked at.
Right, okay, so prevention is better than cure. How do we prevent it? I guess that's a healthy diet, isn't it?
Well, healthy diet is important. They're very important. As pets get older, they should be transitioned to a senior diet. But a lot of times, Alex, there's no way to prevent heart disease in pets. The key, though, is early detection.
Right.
And so pets should be seen at least twice a year, especially as they get older. And what we like to say is senior after 7. So 7 years or older, we consider them seniors, and we'd like to see them twice a year.
Why is that diet change so crucial from normal food to senior food? What are they getting out of it?
Well, the senior diets, Alex, have less fat in them. They're usually... they usually have more vitamins in them, and they usually have more omega-3 fatty acids, which are very good for health. And a lot of the senior diets are just formulated for the needs of older pets.
Right. So we can watch their diet, but it's not always the diet. So is it in the breeding when you pick up that little kitten or that puppy dog?
Alex, there are certain breeds that are more predisposed to heart disease. At the same time, any older pet, just like older people, tend to get some problems with organs like the heart. And older pets particularly are going to have, any breed, are going to be more inclined to have heart disease than our younger pets. Now, our younger pets with heart disease typically have it and are born with it. But the key is have a veterinarian take a good listen to the pet's heart and lungs and do a thorough exam to catch this disease early.
So if your dog or cat or pet hasn't been to the vet, and you know, for 2 or 3 years, that's not necessarily a good thing. You should get them checked out, what, twice a year?
Twice a year for health, Alex. Every 6 months. Have them looked at by a veterinarian. And, you know, the earlier we detect something like that, the quicker we can get in and the quicker we can get medication started and the food change and really help them deal with these problems if we catch them early.
If you're coming to a vet, come to this one, Celebration Veterinary Hospital at the Water Tower in Celebration. You can always give them a call, 407-566-8292 is that number. It's 407-566-8292. Tell them you heard about them on ESPN 1080 on this radio show, and I know they'll be very grateful. Thank you very much, Dr. Hunter.
Well, thank you, Alex, and we'll see you next time.